Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brannon. Of course, she's the Albert Ravenholt Curator at the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, LaVon.
You have sort of an unusual and exciting event going on this week.
Yes, we have an artist in residence this week. And so anyone who walks through the lobby can't miss that we have an art project being created right inside the museum front doors. The artist is Annie Holm, who we previously featured in a solo exhibition several years ago. And we've invited her back to create an art piece that will be installed in the museum on a permanent basis. So for as long as this piece kind of lasts in our environment, it will be on view. And so she is here all week creating what is basically a large mobile.
Now, Tova, many people say, I can't do art, and yet you're inviting people to be a part of this artwork.
Absolutely, yes. There's a lot of just, you know, we could use a lot of help to assemble this. It's a mobile of different pieces. Part of the pieces are silk ribbons in the shape of a Danish flag, and we're going to be attaching them to basically what would be pieces that all together would make an American flag. So if you laid this all out flat, on one side there would be many Danish flags, and on the other side there would be one large American flag. But they're going to be attached in such a way that they'll spin and turn in the air currents and create this integrated Danish-American presentation.
And she has a name for this, of course.
Yes, she's calling it Assimilatus Mobilis. It's the mobile of assimilation.
And, you know, what a fun thing to do, especially if you are into art. If you are an artist, this what a great time this would be. But you don't have to be an artist to come help do this.
No, not at all. We've got tasks that will require a lot of different people. We're using fishing spinners to attach things together. You know, so if you know how to maneuver the little spinner part of your fishing hardware, then we've got a job for you. Mm. We've got a sewing machine set up. We're just kind of sewing and cutting the strips of fabric. So if you know how to use a scissors, we've got a job for you. We're going to be ironing and steaming some of the pieces. So there's just there's a whole wide range of tasks that will be all part of this kind of preparation and assembly of this work of art. And fingers crossed, we'll see it all installed by the end of the week. But at least we want it all to be assembled by the end of the week.
And, you know, what a feeling, you know, if later you come into the museum and you go, I help make that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I'm thinking children are invited to help too?
Sure, with adult supervision.
Right.
I think
right.
you know your kids. You know, but certainly we invite children to come kind of see this process and kind of meet the artist and just kind of even to be able to say, hey, I saw that piece when it was just lying on top of some folding tables in the middle of the museum lobby. So it's definitely something you can't miss that something special is going on this week.
And this is happening, started yesterday, and is going through Friday, I believe.
That's
10 to 4.
So we already had four volunteers on Monday to help get things starting and kind of laying everything out and getting the pieces arranged, and we'll start pulling it together.
All right. And so if a group of people are there, it'd be fun to visit and just talk about what they're doing, but just talk about the Danish Museum, talk about the weather. You know, we always talk about the weather, right? Whatever that is. But what a special opportunity for people to be a part of this mobile that's being created while they're there. It's just, was that Annie's idea?
Well, actually, this started, we invited Annie to think about what she could do with hundreds of old Danish Brotherhood ribbons. That's what these silk flag ribbons that are the Danish flag. Originally, they were part of the Danish Brotherhood in America. They were ribbons that were part of the headquarters in Omaha. And when the world headquarters closed, they sent all of those ribbons to us. Hmm. And these were ribbons that were basically kind of their back stock. They were never used by individuals, never used by specific lodges. And as part of our kind of comprehensive museum inventory, we identified a lot of those duplicates. And we are talking about hundreds of duplicates. So the museum went through its formal process to remove a lot of those duplicates, not all, but a lot, from the collection. And in thinking about what we could do with all of those, we thought it would be really interesting to see what a conceptual artist like Annie would do with these. So in some ways, these ribbons started from the museum, and we took them out of the collection, but they're coming back to us in this new form. And that's really exciting to see, because it's another way to talk about the life of an artifact and kind of how a physical thing can take on new meanings, you know, throughout its own life, and how we can add new meanings to them. So from a museum perspective, it's, you know, there's a lot of, there's a lot of ways to talk about this. We've been talking with Annie about this project for a few years now, and fortunately, we were able to receive grant funding from the Iowa Arts Council to support this project, and that's part of what's allowing Annie to be here, to spend a full week, to engage with the community, and give visitors and volunteers an opportunity to both observe and also participate.
Mm-hmm. And we'll remind people about those dates and times where you can go and help. But we've mentioned Annie. Annie's being there. And, of course, you're going to put her to work a little bit more in addition to being the artist there putting this together. You're also putting her to work for a brown bag.
Yes, we are. she's going to give a brown bag lunch presentation this Thursday on the 17th, which is another way for people to come and hear about her own artistic life. She herself is a Danish immigrant, so she's done a lot of art and a lot of her own thinking about questions of immigration and identity and having a foot in two cultures. Her husband is American, and their two children are being raised bilingual. And so it's just really a fascinating. She's a wonderful example of how her life is expressed through her art, and in this museum and in this project she's doing with us and for us. It's such a perfect opportunity to kind of explore some of those questions and challenges of immigration and identity.
And as you mentioned, you had a show of her work some time ago, but I'm thinking she maybe has a few of those pieces that she'll show to remind folks this is what my art is all about.
Yes, she'll share at least photos of other works that she's done, both in the United States and in Denmark. Mm-hmm. She's had the opportunity to do projects back in Denmark as well.
Now, brown bag lunches go on fairly regularly, and so this one on August 17th, they're always noon, start at noon, correct?
Yep, they're always at noon, they're always free, and we'll always have the coffee pot on.
Okay, got to bring the rest of your lunch, but coffee will be there.
You do, the brown bag is up to you.
Yeah. And so I think we should just talk a little bit about the one that's going to be in September.
September's Brown Bag Lunch will be on Thursday, September 14th, and I will be the speaker that day. I'm going to be talking about Bjørn Wienblad, who was the artist who we just featured in a recent exhibition, and that exhibition just opened in Seattle at the Nordic Heritage Museum. And I prepared a presentation for Seattle that kind of looked at Bjørn Wienblad and Danish modern design and how those two ideas and topics connect. Because often, even though Bjørn Wienblad was very active during the high peak of Danish modern design, he's rarely mentioned in kind of the reference books about Danish modern designers. He's not even in the index of many of them. But I've been thinking a lot about Bjørn Wienblad's art. And, you know, not so long ago we did a Danish modern design exhibition, and so kind of thinking about how those two topics fit together. So I'll be talking about that.
Okay. So those are brown bag lunches this Thursday, August 17th, with Annie Holm. And then in September, the 14th, we can hear Tova talk about an artist that's his name's not well known. But especially this week, happening right now, 10 to 4, correct?
Yep.
At the museum.
Right.
You all come.
Yeah. Stop by, see what's going on, and maybe help us assemble some parts of a work of art.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Tova Brandt, with the Museum of Danish America. And until next time, here's a thought. If we did all the things we were capable of doing, we would literally astonish ourselves.